We continue our learning of the Linish Mastavi Ben Menachem Shem Chan Yaakov Ben Pinchas Eliyo. We are in Kalim Perech of Dalid Mishnah Hey. Shlosha Tarbusim Hey. There are three types of Tarbusim. What's a Tarbus? Bar Tanur says, Kalim Shel Or, they are vessels made of leather, Ke'en Argozim, like a chest, like a trunk. So here you have the heart of an animal, and it's made into a trunk. So the first category of these, Shel Saparim, Tame Midras. If it's one that's made for Saparim, now Saparim generally means barbers, and some Rishonim claim that's what it means here, but most learn that it means bloodletters. Bar Tanur says, Shel Saparim, Mikizim Dam. So a tarbus that was used for, that was a trunk that was used by the bloodletters. They would make these tarbusim, and they put whatever kalim they needed, any tools they were using, they put inside. And they were very large trunks so that people could actually lie down on them. So therefore, the shel saparim, the bloodletter tarbus, leather trunk, is tamei midras. It's susceptible to tumas midras. She'och limolav. What about the one that's not the bloodletters? That is she'och limolav. This is one that people used to eat. Apparently they used, also, it's a type of trunk, but made out of leather, but it sounds like it was used generally to eat on. So we know that something that's used to eat on, although it's flat, whether it's wood or leather, if it serves people, serves people and their kalim, so it's tameh like a table, it's going to have regular tumah. So tameh tameh mace. So that's the second category of a tarbus, that if it's what people use to eat, so then it's tamei meis, tamei maga, tamei sheretz, tamei nevela, etc. Michel zesim, the tarbusim, the leather trunks that are used for zesim. Now, this apparently is not a trunk at all. So Rabbi Tanur says, shesochatimbo azesim. This is one that's used for squeezing olives. Olives are going to be squeezed on top of it, it sounds like. Maybe the olives would be spread on top of this tarbus after they were harvested. This way they would soften. That's what we normally do with olives. And then you bring them to the press. Maybe it refers to a tarbus where they would squeeze the olives onto this tarbus, whatever it is. Bar Tanur says, lo chashiv kli shel misham she'adam. It's not a kli that serves people. Certainly not directly. And therefore, it can't be like a table. It can't be like the other tarbus. And therefore, tohar miklum, it's not mekabel toma at all. Perachav tala mishnah vav shalosh bisisayos. Hey, a basis is a base of something. It means something that supports another object. So the first category of a basis, shalifne hamita, mishalifne sofrim, tamea medris. The basis, the base that's used, that's like a stool, that's in front of a bed or in front of a sofa, a scribe, that is susceptible to tumas medris. Apparently this is something that people would sit on. And therefore, it has tumas medras. For v'shel dulpiki or dulupki, we've had that before. That was that table. That wasn't the main dining room table. That was the table they put the plates and the cups and other foods before they were brought to the table. So tumea tumei mei. So that, if you have a basis that's used for the dulupki, so this is a small stool that was part of the dulupki table, and as opposed to the stool that was in front of the bed or the sofa, it is not going to be used as a seat at all. But since it is a utensil that is functional, it serves people and their kalim, so therefore, or just people also would be susceptible to tumas. That's tamei tamei mace. That's like a table, and therefore that's tamei tamei mace, tamei tumas types of maga, tumas sheretz, tumas davel, etc. Michelle migdol, but the base, the busis that's used for a cabinet. So that is tahora miklum. That's not mekabel tumah at all. What's that? So Bar Tanur just tells you vishel migdol otzar shaleis. This is a very large closet made out of wood, and we mentioned this many times before. That is there where it is mekabel b'mida, which means it holds very large. It's meant to be stationary when it's full. It's mekabel 40 sa'ah. It holds 40 sa'ah of liquid balach. So what we're saying is that there's a stool. There's some type of base that is an accessory to the migdol. So since the migdol is not mekabel tumah, this is also tahor miklum. Why would this be tahor miklum? Because But our Tanur says, Delav klihu, it's not a kli, vitsuraso muchachas alav, it is form, the construction is very clear that it's not supposed to be an independent utensil. It's part of the cabinet. According to some, it's you put it underneath the cabinet so it doesn't get damaged by the earth, which is moist. You have to put, so you put like a shim underneath it. So this is... So therefore, since it becomes secondary to the Migdal, the Migdal is a Mekabel Tumah, so this is not Mekabel Tumah at all. This doesn't have the form of a Kli. It's very clear that it's not supposed to be used as a Kli, and since it's an accessory to a Kli that's not Mekabel Tumah, it is Tahora Miklum.